If you're running any type of service-based business and you are dealing with customers on a journey, then this episode is absolutely for you. We're going to be talking about CRMs, when you should get them, what you should have with them, whether or not you need it at the beginning or not. We're going to cover as much as possible in this three-part series. So make sure you're ready to take copious notes because I think this episode is going to help you. I'll see you on the inside. If you are a female entrepreneur and you are struggling in the area of your faith, your focus, or your finances, maybe you are an entrepreneur and you want to start a business, but you don't know where to go, what to do, or how to get going. Maybe you've already started a business and you just want to scale it, but you need someone to be able to support you to be able to get there. If that's you in any way, you are in the right place. I am your girl, your sister, and your mentor, Dr. T. I am the host of this podcast, Faith, Focus, and Finances, and I am here to be able to support you in wherever it is you're trying to grow, whether it's in your faith, whether it's in your focus on your mindset, maybe your finances, because together we are going to get there. This podcast is part of the CCO Club Network. You can go to ccoclub.com to find more information, but if you are here, make sure that you are ready to go in, because a sister goes in on what it is she does. And I'm going to make sure that I'm going to pour out everything that I have inside of me to be able to support you on your journey. So make sure you hang out with me and get this information, because I know together we are going to be blessed. I will see you on the inside. Hey there, this is your girl, your sister, and your mentor, Dr. T, coming to you with another episode of Faith, Focus, and Finances. Today, we're definitely talking about finances because we're going to be getting into choosing the right CRM for your business. Again, if you don't know what that is, we're going to talk about it here in the second. Well, it's really customer relationship management, generally speaking. And we're going to be talking about choosing the right one for your business. Do you need it right now? The types of businesses that can benefit from it, the types of businesses that probably don't necessarily need CRM, especially at the beginning. And so we're going to cover a lot of that in this episode. Make sure that you head on over to ccoclub.com to find out some of the latest and greatest that we are going to be putting out there for you. And I am really excited about getting into this. So this episode is part of what I wanted to talk about, because I've been really, quite honestly, doing some work, some thought work in how do I want to restructure and restart my coaching business, right? Because I'd stopped for a while, just allowing God to speak to my spirit and get some things shaped in the right way, and making sure that when I restart it, it's in line with everything else I'm doing, right? Because sometimes we can be doing one thing and we are called to do something else, but then it's kind of not really in line with what it is that you're doing. Because sometimes, you know, especially if you have multiple talents or you have multiple loves that you want to get into, it can be challenging. And so I was talking to a pastor and he mentioned some things with technology, and I was like, I don't feel confident in that. And he didn't say anything else. And then I was talking to a business partner, and the business partner was like, you absolutely can do technology. And then I started thinking about it by myself, and I was like, I don't feel comfortable. And I went back to that pastor, and he said, sometimes you can be getting a word from God, right, that doesn't feel comfortable. And that doesn't mean that you're not supposed to embark upon it. You know, and I really had to begin to think about that and think about where my love is and what the work is that I'm doing right now. Right. And I'm always working on marrying my loves, but really beginning to help small businesses understand some of the things that are needed, because I believe that your technology really can make or break you, right? Sometimes we get the wrong technology. We have technology that it's overkill. Sometimes we don't have enough. And oftentimes I find it's because we weren't asking ourselves the right questions from the very beginning. And then we'll see something and we think we need something on the far left. On the far right, if you're looking on a computer screen, right? Because it's like, those are the things I think I want, but half the time you're not utilizing it. And just in the research that I'm doing as I'm putting all of this together it's just amazing how much money is lost, billions of dollars annually, with small businesses that have the wrong technology, or they're trying to fit their business to their technology instead of their technology to their business. My girl said it like that to me, and I was like, that's it. And we're trying to duct tape it, and we just have started from the wrong place. And so one of the many goals that I have is to really kind of demystify some of that. I'm working on building a questionnaire that can really help small businesses know if you're in the right place, and really specific. I also have to deal with specific service-based industries, like coaches, consultants, churches, nonprofits, specific associations, different things like that, fraternal organizations, because they tend to deal with the same types of problems and the same types of challenges that come up with getting the wrong things from the wrong time. So that's where this is birthed from. And I wanted to kind of, you guys know, sometimes I give you like an overview of where this has come from. And sometimes you just have to be willing to just step out on faith, even if it's something that you're not 100% comfortable with, and find the comfort in where you are and be able to start from there. Find the comfort from where you are. Like, I had to really dig and say, what with technology have I been talking about and doing for the last couple of years? What have I been learning, and what challenges have I seen, and how can I help other businesses? And when I begin to start to craft that message, things really begin to become a lot more clear to me. So there's going to be more coming on that, but we're starting here with CRM, right? And the reality is that there are a lot of companies that need this type of software, right? Especially if you're getting started. And I want to say getting started, let's say within the first year and a half. It really could say the first 3 years, but if you're in the first 3 years, you've already figured out some things. So, matter of fact, let's say within the first year. Let's say within the first year, because there's a lot of things that you can figure out within the first year of your business that can help you to understand what you need and what you don't need. And watch this. Oftentimes what we're doing, one of the mistakes that we make, is we're trying to know everything from the beginning. Sometimes you have to just get started and realize, oh, I didn't need that, right? One of the biggest things that I think that people have to understand is, if you start out with something, just make sure you can get your information out of it when you want to switch, if you have to switch, right? And I'll be talking later about a whole lot of stuff with that. But so one of the things is that with the simple definition, again, with CRM is customer relationship management software that helps you to track your interactions with leads and customers. And obviously, leads are the people that before they pay you, and then customers are after they pay you, right? And so generally, this is going to be, CRM is generally going to be important if you're doing almost anything with a comma, right? If you're into the $1,000+ range, you're generally going to need CRM. And let me kind of split that hair a little bit. When I'm saying it, I'm thinking about, let's say you're hiring, you're doing some consultancy for a one-on-one, or you're doing consultancy for a company, right? Those are still one-off things, right? But if let's say you have a service or a product that it's a DIY, they can still do it on their own. Like there was someone that I was following, her DIY program was $5,000, right? Like, you don't even talk to her. You could do that on your own for $5,000. And that may not necessarily require a CRM because it's DIY in the first place. So either the people are going to pay or they're not. You don't have to, they're going to see your ad. You're going to either buy or not buy. And if you buy, you get the login information is all automated. You get into the system is all automated. If you have questions, all that's automated, right? And so you don't necessarily need a CRM if you're doing something like that. So think about it in terms of some technology you may have. If it's automated, if you have everything automated where you don't have to touch it, you probably, and I'm saying probably, don't need CRM with that. But if it's something where it's going to require you to get on calls or take customers along a journey, right? They're going to go to one step and then there's another step, and that's generally the case with higher ticket offers. Again, anything above $1,000. I'm saying that very, very loosely again, because if you automate something that is $5,000 or $10,000 and they're not talking to you or your team, you still don't necessarily need CRM, because you can have a system that, takes care of that. But if not, and it's you and you're one man or one woman band and you are doing all this stuff on your own, then you may want some CRM. And so really what it is you want to be able to manage growing your customers, growing your customer base, growing, tracking different stages of your funnel. What's a funnel? It's just the how you get people coming into knowing you to purchasing from you, quite honestly. You know, it could be starting with a lower ticket offer. It could be starting with a video series that they got for free and then getting on a call with you and then sales. It could be something as simple as, you know, three steps. It could be a longer customer journey. It could be a lot of different things like that. You could have a team of people. But again, I'm speaking to you, the solopreneurs and mompreneurs and serialpreneurs out there that are doing it by yourself for the most part, right? And so the thing is that you can use a CRM to be able to help you. Now, if you are not at a point where you are able to, you're just getting started. You're trying to be like, okay, you got to make your first set of sales, right? The one thing you want to track at least are the number of people that either signed up for the list that you are starting with or got on a call with you. You want to track those numbers because you want to be able to know what is the percentage of the people that are coming in. So let's say you have a system where it's a sign up for a free offer, get on a call with you to a sale. That's three steps. You want to know how many people are signing up for your offer versus how many people are getting on a call with you versus how many people that get on a call with you, how many sales you make, because that's going to help you to know basically how to scale. So if 100 people come into your pipeline on that free offer and you get 50% of them on a call, and of that 50%, you're closing 50% for a sale, you know that if it's 100 coming in and 50 to the next step and then selling 50, that's 25 people. So then if you want to get to 200 people, you know how many people have to come into the first part. And so that's a crude example, but that's really how numbers work. But getting started, you just want to track numbers. You may not even necessarily know all the numbers you need to track, but it'll become clearer to you oftentimes as you are getting started. So you want something to be able to track that. Now, For there's a lot of folks that still, even with just that crude example, again, we'll talk about it more in depth later, but with just that crude example might not be ready for CRM. You're like, what you just said was too complicated. And all I want to know is I talked to 5 people a day. I got on the call with 2 of them and that I made a sale with 1. Wonderful. That works for you. You could do something as simple as a Google spreadsheet or Excel spreadsheet, or something like a project management tool like Trello or Notion. I think Asana does something like that. I don't use it. I have a friend of mine that does it, but I don't use it. And I think that might be, that's project management software. But I know Trello and Notion does. But again, it might just be you could do it on a Google spreadsheet. Like we think that sometimes we are too high and mighty to be able to use something like a Google spreadsheet or Excel or something like that. But really the importance is that you can keep track of the people contact information, whatever is important. And watch this. Sometimes what we're tracking is information that we absolutely do not need. They came in on a Tuesday. Do you really need to know that? Like, do you really need to know that? And some things might be just too much for a Google spreadsheet, right? So you have to find out, again, when you're starting, don't be afraid to make mistakes. Don't be afraid to start without having all of this information laid out for you. But just make sure that you are keeping things simple at first and you're focusing on product, market fit, and early sales. Like, that's the biggest thing. Like, how do I get to sales? What do I need to do? I'm going to tell you when I remember years ago doing some work where I was doing some consulting and I was trying to track my customers. Listen, don't put them on an envelope. That's not going to help you. It's not going to help you. If a spreadsheet is too much for you, like I like using an Excel doc to do that, and then just putting, you know, what step two is. And I could take a person, I talked to this first person on my list, they went from step one, I had a meeting with them, I copy and paste it to step two, or I may put the date in, like the date that I met with them, or the date that I didn't do this, or the date that I didn't do that. Just find out what works for you, because, and here was the thing that I found, when it became too cumbersome for me to do it like that, that's when I started looking into software. That's when I started looking at something that was going to be a lot more automated for me, that would work, where I can put it in one place and it can update in a lot of places, or I could put a quick note here and that was going to keep me on track and I didn't have to worry about the date or the this or the that, because it was doing that for me, right? And so it's just going to be a matter of what is going to work for you, right? So with that, I want to talk to you real quickly about some of the key features to look for, right? So again, starting out, you want to be able to have your contacts and your leads, right? You want to be able to your contacts and your lead management, and know if you have a customer. Like, pretty much, you can start right there. Again, you can start on a spreadsheet for that. You want to be able to keep track of emails and phone call tracking. Like, if you're sending out an email, what day did you do that on? That sort of thing. The fortune is in the follow-up. The fortune is in the follow-up. The fortune is in the follow-up. I remember someone said to me years and years ago, persistence beats resistance. And sometimes it just, and that's why oftentimes you'll see the same commercials over and over and over again, because people want to stay front of mind. Right. They just want to stay in the front of your mind. And then when that thing comes up for them, or they're ready to purchase, they're going to be thinking about you. And so you want to be able to track that you did that. Sometimes it could take months. For some people, it could take years. And it could be a lot of different reasons why that's going to take place. You want to be able to remember that. You want to, if you have a simple sales pipeline, I just gave you an example of a funnel. People call them sales pipelines. I'm not going to get into the differences with one versus the other right now, because that's not the purpose of this podcast. But you want to be able to know, did you make a sale and how much did you make? And how many people did you talk to get there, right? That's going to be something that's simple that you may want to track. Basic analysis of reporting. Again, when you're just getting started out, it you might have to grab a calculator to know it, right? And then you might decide later, I don't want to do it like this. I need something that's going to be a little bit more robust. And then that's where it is that you start scaling and getting to some different systems, right? But make sure that when you are starting to look for these various types of CRMs, that it is not overwhelming you from the start, right? Like, sometimes, like, I'm pretty tech savvy, and I say that because I'm learning every day. Because say that you're tech savvy is just big to me, because there's so much to learn all the time. But I know the things that I know, and even when I go and know how to read the different pricing charts, like you get this versus that, or I know enough to know what I need to Google. If I don't know what this or this or this is, I know how to Google that and be able to see which is going to be the best for me. But so that can be overwhelming to a lot of people. Now, one of the things that you might want to do is start out with the free package. Find out these CRMs. There's a lot of companies that offers first level is free, because you don't need a lot. You just need some of the basics that I've talked about already. And that can actually work for you for a long, long, long time, right? But you also want to be thinking about, this is something that I was that I'm going to be putting in this questionnaire I'm going to design, is that sometimes who I'm speaking to right now on this podcast are more micro businesses just getting started, but who, when I'm starting to do some more technology work, is going to be with small businesses that probably has a few employees, because they're already going to know, you know, where they are, and they're going to already feel their roadblocks, right? But you want to be able to get something that can grow with your business, again, without feeling overwhelmed from the start. It's better if you had to pick the two, don't be overwhelmed from the start. if you can't figure out where you're going to grow to, which you really should have some idea of where you want to grow to if you're starting a business, but if you are not clear of what that's going to look like just yet, make sure that you're getting a CRM that is not overwhelming for you from the start. And so I went and did a little bit of research for you to get some of the some very, very beginner-friendly CRMs. HubSpot, you can look at that. Pipedrive, Zoho CRM, because it's, and you can focus on, like, what do they say? What they're saying at the beginning, don't look at those plans to the right. Or if you're on your phone, don't look at the plans at the bottom. If you're paying more than $30 a month, really, in all honesty, you're probably paying too much to get started, because you can get it for that. A lot of them are like $15 to get started, $20 to get started. But you really should absolutely be under $50 a month. But you should be, you can stay under about $30 a month with a great CRM. And remember, it should save you time and make your life easier. Now, while it is going to take you some time to get to learn it, it should make your life easier. The reason why many new businesses don't end up doing CRM and sticking to old antiquated systems is because they don't want to take the time to learn it. You guys, there is way too many videos on YouTube, and there's way too many videos that many of these companies have that you should just take some time to learn it. You can take a class oftentimes on a platform like Udemy, UDEMY.com, where they're saying, let's say it's HubSpot. They may have you want to do HubSpot. They may have HubSpot for beginners. Take the class, spend the money. Remember, it's a business. We have to spend money to learn the things that we want to learn. You might end up finding that that's something you love and end up being an ambassador for them, being able to, white label their product or, doing something with affiliate marketing or what have you, because you love it so much. But you really have to take the time to get to learn what it is that you are going to do. Which one you're going to use, excuse me. Now, again, I just mentioned this, but try it before you buy it. Like, take advantage of the free plan or free trial. If they're going to give you a 14-day free trial, don't start the free trial and let it sit for 10 days. Don't do that to yourself. Because sometimes if you're like me, you're on a search today for what you're looking for, but you don't really need it for several tomorrows, right? Just put it in a folder and come back to it when you're ready, to give it the time and attention you need so that you don't waste the time on your free trial. Another little secret thing that I found out is oftentimes many of these companies will extend the free trial. Right? All it takes is sometimes an email to ask. I remember I extended a free trial like 30 more days because I asked a question. I sent an email and I asked a question, because oftentimes they like that kind of stuff. And it doesn't take anything for them to click a button to oftentimes give you an extension. Sometimes they won't, but it doesn't hurt to ask. So making sure that you're doing that, and don't start looking at all the advanced stuff. If I could say anything for you, it is that I don't want you to start looking at all of the advanced features, because most of the time you are not going to be ready for that. You're just not going to be ready for it. And it's going to be way too overwhelming. Remember, you can start on a simple spreadsheet and you can work your way from there. You can take the time to look at some free trials. Take a look at some of the ones that I mentioned here on this podcast to be able to go to. I'll put some of the links in the description so that you can have those to be able to go to. And I'm going to actually link you right to the pricing page so that you can just check out some to see if it is something that you will like. Again, if you're just starting out, don't get overwhelmed. That's the biggest thing, but you're going to have to take the time to learn some things if you are wanting to grow your business to the places that it's supposed to go. That's what I have for you today. This is part one. We're going to get into which types of companies should be using CRM, which kind shouldn't, and a couple of other things in our subsequent podcast on this topic of getting started and looking at your technology. I hope this was a blessing for you. I hope you learned something new that was a blessing to your spirit that can help you go and grow your business to the level that it's supposed to be, so that together we can positively impact the world. I will see you on the next episode. Hey there, before you go, I'd really appreciate it if you took a second to click on that like, follow, or subscribe button. You can even download this episode for later or send it to a sister friend that may need it, because those are the things that are going to help us grow. Also in the description, if you'd be so kind as to click on that donation button, that is really what's going to take us into the next stratosphere. Your support and help with this, because it takes a lot to get this podcast going, and I know that it'll continue to be a blessing. Thank you so much in advance for your support.